Trump, U.S.-Saudi alliance becoming stronger and more powerful than ever. By Nick Gilbertson on November 19, 2025. President Donald Trump declared that he and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman are making the alliance between the United States and Saudi Arabia stronger and more powerful than it's ever been before. His comments came during the U.S.-Saudi Arabia Investment Forum on Wednesday, a day after the Crown Prince revealed that Saudi Arabia would up its investment in the United States to nearly $1 trillion. The partnership between our two nations is among the most consequential in the entire world. And together, the Crown Prince and I are making an alliance stronger and more powerful than it's ever been before, Trump said. We've had good relationships, and frankly, not good. You didn't have a good relationship with Barack Hussein Obama. You didn't have a good relationship with Sleepy Joe Biden. But you had a great relationship with me, and now it's as good as it was, and probably even better, he added. Indeed, the relationship between the United States and the Saudis has deepened substantially since Trump's return to office, with his May visit to Riyadh for his first official state visit of his second term. There, Saudi Arabia pledged to commit $600 billion in U.S. investment, which MBS increased on Tuesday. Trump noted that companies were set to sign $270 billion worth of deals at the forum. The Crown Prince received perhaps the most pomp-filled reception at the White House during his visit this week of any world leader to visit the White House in Trump's second term, including a bilateral lunch after a flyover of F-15s and F-35s upon his arrival, as well as a state dinner, attended by the likes of soccer legend Cristiano Ronaldo, Tesla CEO Elon Musk, and many more. Trump detailed the further development of the U.S.-Saudi Arabia partnership at the dinner, announcing Saudi's new designation as a major non-NATO ally of the United States. A stronger and more capable alliance will advance the interests of both countries, and it will serve the highest interest of peace. And we all share in peace, and we've never hadn't been so close to truly everlasting peace in the Middle East, Trump emphasized.